now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
A recent Forbes article concludes that there are 8.5 million older workers and their spouses who will experience downward mobility in retirement absent some deviation from current trend. Who are these endangered 8.5 million people? These are working people between the ages of 50 and 60, steadily approaching retirement age. These people earn more than two times the official federal poverty level. However, because of inadequate pensions and low Social Security benefits, they stand to be poor or nearly poor when they retire. It should be noted that most people, with the exception of the highly educated, retire at around the age of 62 or 63. In other words, 8.5 million people stand to be downwardly mobile as their living standards decline from middle class to poor or nearly poor status. Many things have occurred to produce this threat. Historically, many families could rely on workplace pension plans. But as indicated in Forbes, today, fewer than half of workers have access to any kind of savings plan at work, whether a traditional pension or a 401k. Perhaps it is no wonder, then, that the median older worker only has about $15,000 saved for retirement, that there are employers who will support that. It also presumes that people will remain physically and mentally fit. Another response is to bulk up on savings from income, but that is difficult for many who presently live paycheck to paycheck. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. A recent Forbes article concludes that there are 8.5 million older workers and their spouses who will experience downward mobility in retirement absent some deviation from current trend. Who are these endangered 8.5 million people? These are working people between the ages of 50 and 60, steadily approaching retirement age. These people earn more than two times the official federal poverty level. However, because of inadequate pensions and low Social Security benefits, they stand to be poor or nearly poor when they retire. It should be noted that most people, with the exception of the highly educated, retire at around the age of 62 or 63. In other words, 8.5 million people stand to be downwardly mobile as their living standards decline from middle class to poor or nearly poor status. Many things have occurred to produce this threat. Historically, many families could rely on workplace pension plans. But as indicated in Forbes, today, fewer than half of workers have access to any kind of savings plan at work, whether a traditional pension or a 401k. Perhaps it is no wonder, then, that the median older worker only has about $15,000 saved for retirement, that there are employers who will support that. It also presumes that people will remain physically and mentally fit. Another response is to bulk up on savings from income, but that is difficult for many who presently live paycheck to paycheck. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.